Welcome to the John Riley Project. My name is John Riley, and I welcome you to my podcast. This is an exciting project that I'm starting. I'm hoping that we can have a conversation about big ideas, about issues that are important to us in our local community. I plan to invite people and personalities from the Poway area, from Rancho Bernardo, Rancho Penasquitos, 4S Ranch, Del Sur, Carmel Mountain Ranch, Saber Springs. I'd like to invite people from all over this grander North County inland area to join me in this podcast. You know, we have an extraordinary amount of really interesting people here in Poway, entrepreneurs that have had great success creating businesses that have made a big difference in people's lives, that have created products and services that in many ways are changing the world. There's also a plethora of really interesting community activists, people that are making it their goal, their quest to help the needy, to help the disabled, to help the elderly, to help children. So a tremendous amount of community activists that we want to have them join us here in this podcast to have a conversation and discuss the issues. But there's even more than that. There are athletes, retired and current athletes, pro, amateur, college, high school. There are coaches, there are players, amazing athletes that have come from this particular community. And let's not forget the politicians. There are local leaders, whether they're in office now or maybe they're running for office. In fact, you know, today is Sunday, September 9th. They're right in the heat of their campaigns because the election's going to happen in about 2 months. So again, some really interesting political figures that are trying to make a difference in our community. We welcome them to join us in the John Riley Project, where we're going to have a discussion, a conversation on important issues. But we need to get this thing started, and that's what we're doing today. Now, the style of this program, this project, I'm trying to model much of it after Dave Rubin. He has a show called The Rubin Report. It's a very popular podcast that he presents on both audio only and an audio visual format on YouTube. I think he does a great job where he invites guests into his home, and he's converted his home into a podcast studio, similar to what I'm doing here. And he has these long form conversations. When I mean long form, I mean 30, 45, 60 minute interviews, sometimes 2 hour interviews, where they really explore the issues. They go into deep dives on particular topics. And it's in a non-threatening environment, which is so important. I want this to be a discussion of issues more so than people. And even beyond issues, more so ideas, big ideas, ideas that can be transformational. And Dave has done a great job with that in his project, and he has encouraged, you know, this notion of free speech, and that's what I'm embracing as well. So in many ways, I'm trying to do almost a Rubin Report kind of format, but on a more localized basis here in the Poway community. So that's kind of the angle I'm taking. You know, I don't want this to be, you know, similar to what you see on cable news, or I don't want it to be, you know, hair on fire or anything kind of crazy. I just want it to be relaxed, comfortable, and conversational. But probably more than anything, I just want to have fun. I mean, this is a project that's something that I'm creating so I can learn about some of this technology to create a podcast, and I'll share some of that with you along the way. But I'm also interested in meeting interesting people and learning about their backgrounds, learning about their life's work and what they're trying to accomplish, and just, you know, growing personally. And if you can share with me as we go down this path together, I'm hoping that we can all grow and we can all be better as a result of it. So the content is going to be distributed on all the major, you know, podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, on Stitcher. I'm also going to put the video content up on YouTube, and I'm going to kind of figure this out as we go. I'm going to try to get as broad of distribution as I can. So let me just say this right up front. If you are currently a candidate for political office, maybe you're running for Poway City Council, maybe you're a candidate for mayor in Poway, maybe you are running for Poway School Board, or State Assembly, or County Supervisor, or maybe State Senate, or maybe you're running for Congress. I invite you to come down and share with me. We've got this great setup, we've got pro mics, you know, we're gonna capture this all on video. We've got multiple camera angles. I think this is gonna be kind of fun, and it'll give you a chance, if you're a candidate, to really connect with your community. And I think that's really important. But it's also gonna provide, you know, some interesting content that we'll be able to share amongst our friends and family and everyone else that we speak to online. So I invite all the candidates to join me. But today is our first episode, so we got to get started. So here we are, and this is our first episode. So and what are we going to talk about? There's a wide variety of issues that we can discuss. And let me just also say this up front. If you want to reach me, I have a website that I've set up. It's called the John Riley Project. JohnRileyProject.com. That's JohnRiley Project.com. You can reach me on Twitter at John Riley Poway, by email johnriley@cox.net. You know, reach out, shout out, let me know if you're interested in being a guest on this show. If you want to recommend someone, maybe you just got something to say, you want to share some thoughts, I encourage all input and feedback. So what are we going to talk about? Well, you know, like I mean, you are sports radio guys, but Lee Hacksaw Hamilton is one of the local dudes that was big on the radio for so many years. So I'm going to be just like him. I'm going to put topics on the table. So these are some of the issues that I kind of want to explore, and this will give you a sense for what we're trying to accomplish here. I think a really great issue that just covers so many categories that's worthy of discussing on a local level is the whole transformation of Poway Road. This is something that's being discussed for years. I mean, my goodness, my wife and I, we moved here to Poway in 1996, and it was an issue then. And now finally, we're starting to see something happen. We're starting to see some construction that's happening on Poway Road, right across the street from Poway's Irish Pub, next door to Five Guys, kind of sort of across the street from the car wash. They're putting in retail, they're putting in some condominiums. I'm not sure if they're gonna be rental or to purchase, but there's gonna be housing there. I know there's gonna be some underground parking. I think there's gonna be a workout studio. So it's this sort of mixed use, residential, commercial. And I mean, that's already going now. I mean, the wheels are in motion. But there are other projects that are being planned down Poway Road between Community and Carriage Road. And again, it just invites so many issues. So for example, you know, is all this development consistent with our slogan, being the city and the country? Or is it on the road to becoming more like a Mira Mesa, which I think some people fear? In fact, a lot of our friends and neighbors in the South Poway community are quite vocal about this issue right now in Facebook. You see them speak a lot about, you know, the traffic and the quality of life and, you know, parks and all the impact this may have in their community. And it's important. I mean, our friends in South Poway, they live there, they live amongst it. So this issue, you know, covers a lot of ground, covers a lot of categories. You know, in Poway, we have this notion of NIMBYism, not in my backyard. We saw that with the Stone Ridge development that was shot down by voters about a year and a half ago, I think. And so as a result of Stone Ridge being closed down, now that area has gone fallow. So that this notion of NIMBYism is being, you know, playing a role in the whole Poway Road transformation. So you see people that are concerned also from a housing perspective. You know, we have a housing crisis in the state of California. There's a housing crisis in San Diego. There's a housing crisis in our community. I mean, prices keep going up, up, up. I guess if you're a homeowner, that's good. But if you're trying to buy, that's not so good. Rent prices keep going up. And a lot of that's because there's just frankly a lack of inventory. So if they're going to build more housing in Poway, that could relieve the crisis. So But at the same time, you know, we have a plan. We have this master plan for Poway that our founders put in place to sort of maintain that rural, country, horse town kind of flavor to Poway. But, you know, that was created almost 40 years ago. Is our city prepared to evolve, or do we just want to stick to the plan? And the plan has a lot of merit, but, you know, it's 40 years down the road. So what do we want to do? You know, property rights play a role in this. There's just a lot of angles. Cities, I don't know, is the city of Poway providing incentives to developers? I don't know. They might not, but let's discover it. Let's explore. So, you know, if you're a Poway citizen that happens to make this your mission to really understand this issue, I invite you to come and join me in the podcast and we'll talk about it. And we'll share this content with the rest of our neighbors through social media and all the other channels that we're going to speak through. But hopefully we all agree on one thing, and that is that Poway Road is, you know, kind of a mess. It's eclectic, I guess that's a nice way of saying it, but it does have a sort of randomness to it, and there's a lot of things that can be done to improve it. The question is how do you improve it, and what are some of the kind of core philosophies, the prime directives that we should be embracing when we go about transforming Poway Road? So that's just one issue, and there's a million other issues, but I think that's a classic one. It's local. There's a lot of different angles to it. There's pro and con on a whole variety of issues, and frankly, I can see both sides on a lot of these topics, but we'll go down that path. What else is there? Airbnb is an issue. We see it in the coastal communities where you've got homeowners that want to rent out their house, but at the same time you have neighbors that don't want a bunch of noisy vacation people in their community. It's a big deal on the coast. Is it a big deal here locally? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Let's explore it. On the national level, we can have some conversation too. And I don't want to make it like, you know, cable news or, you know, red versus blue or Trump this or Trump that. But I think we can talk about some bigger ideas. And in the topic of the Supreme Court nomination process, the hearings for Judge Kavanaugh, there's been some interesting discussion, particularly from Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska, who really said, hey, you know, this process is really dysfunctional. We need more Schoolhouse Rock. You know, we need to really understand the proper roles of the legislative, executive, and judicial branches. And, you know, and he went into more depth about how the, you know, Congress is less powerful and they essentially abdicate their power to the executive branch, which has become bigger and more controlling. And then the judicial branch becomes more politicized as a result. And that's what we're seeing, you know, through this whole process as the Kavanaugh hearings unfold. So, you know, this notion of dysfunctional government process, this notion of distortion that exists because of the dysfunction, does that happen here locally? I think there are many people here that would say the answer is yes. You know, whether it's at the Poway School Board, whether it's at the Poway City Council, maybe there's some greater issues in the San Diego, metropolitan area, where there's certainly these kinds of dysfunctions and distortions that are having these unusual effects on the folks that live here, people like you and I. So let's talk about that. We can talk about sports, and oh my gosh, I love sports. I love baseball. I love the Padres. I don't know if you're really paying attention to the team right now. I mean, they're obviously in the cellar, but there's hope. There really is finally hope. A lot of that young talent that they have been accumulating over the last few years is starting to bubble up to the surface. You know, they're calling it hot talent lava. That's what super agent Scott Boras called it. And one of the guys just came up I think it's about a week ago, Francisco Mejia. He's a catcher. His very first major league start, his first two at bats, he hit two bombs. Boom, boom. I mean, my gosh. We need this. This is transformational. And he is one of many really interesting and exciting young talents that are going to hopefully make a difference for the San Diego Padres. So you know, we'll talk about sports. So if you're a super fan that loves the Padres or maybe loves all San Diego sports, you know, Aztecs and, well, we won't talk about the professional football team, I'll tell you that. But, you know, maybe you're a Torero fan or maybe you're just celebrating Division I sports at UCSD. So we'll talk about that. I invite you to join me on the John Riley Project and we'll have that conversation. What else? Electric vehicles. I'm a big supporter of EVs. I'm a supporter of sustainable energy, solar, LED lighting. I think this is a fascinating topic, not just for the environment, but also as it relates to government policy, as it relates to impact and transformational impact on society. So, and frankly, I think the technology is really cool. So let's explore that. And you know, I just want to digress for a minute. I said that this is our first broadcast for the John Riley Project. I'm telling a white lie. I actually had a practice episode. I'm going to call it like a soft opening, the way a restaurant sort of has one of those secret openings where it's private and they invite friends and family so the waiters and, you know, and the chefs can have a couple of mistakes and learn. Well, I had a similar one where I invited my friend David Wallace, who is an electric vehicle expert. He's a guru in the world of charging stations and solar, and he came over and we had a great discussion. He'll be back. We're gonna do deep dives on a lot of this technology. So this is a fascinating category. Poway history is a wonderful one. The Rancho Bernardo history is terrific. I don't know if you've ever been in the Denny's in Rancho Bernardo on Bernardo Center Drive. In the lobby there, they've got this great timeline that talks about the history of Rancho Bernardo. It's fascinating. And we all know the Poway Historical Society does a really great job, you know, sharing what Poway was like 100 years ago, or even over 100 years ago, what it was like 40 and 50 years ago. And I think that gives us some context to talk about what Poway is like today. And when we're talking about things like Poway Road, what is Poway potentially going to be like in the future? Yeah, more sports. Yeah, there's a lot there. High school sports is great. The Poway Titans, the Rancho Bernardo Broncos, the Westview Wolverines, the Del Norte Nighthawks, the Mount Carmel Sun Devils. Hey, I invite you all to come down. If you want to talk sports with me, if you're an athlete, if you're a parent, if you are a super fan, if you're a coach, come on down. Let's talk about it. There's some great storylines here. There's some great talent that have risen up from the Poway sports community. I mean, heck, you've got some great players playing at the major league level. Cole Hamels from Rancho Bernardo High is doing fantastic. He's had a huge career. He's now with the Cubs. Kevin Newman from Poway High School just made his major league debut a few weeks ago for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Trevor Williams, who is also from Rancho Bernardo, he made his major league debut, I think it was last year, for the Pirates. But, you know, there's been Judd Bushler from, you know, played with Michael Jordan. You know, he went to Poway High. Eric Chavez was at Mount Carmel. I mean, there's been some incredible talent that's come from this area. But we've got great talent now. And let's talk about the players we have now. Who are the up-and-coming players? Who are the ones that we think have a shot to play at the next level? But, you know, how's the season going? And what are some of the adventures that you're experiencing? You know, and I've already personally spoken with a number of the players from the Poway High football team. Hey guys, you're welcome to join me. We'll do an episode here. We'll bring in a couple more mics, and we'll have a great conversation. And we'll learn about, you know, your training program, your workouts, your practice. We'll learn about, you know, what goes on in the huddle, what goes on at the halftime coaches meeting. We just love to know. So we're going to find out. So, you know, the sports community is wonderful because it brings our community together. You know, I remember I really, really felt that back when my children were in Little League. I mean, you go to the games at the local fields and, you know, it's almost like church. I mean, you get to see all the neighbors and community members and people you haven't seen in a while. And sports kind of plays a similar role, like, you know, Friday Night Lights for football. And you know, we see it at the gymnasiums for basketball. And I mean, we can go on and on. So there's a lot of great sports stuff to talk about. We can get into the issue of homelessness and how that is impacted here locally in the Poway area and the Carmel Mountain area. I mean, we see folks that are out on the street, and what's being done? Are there programs that are being put forward to help them? What kinds of things can we do locally? What are, you know, larger issues that really need to be solved, you know, from Sacramento or DC, or, you know, heck, I mean, maybe we can do a lot of this here locally ourselves. So let's talk about homelessness. You know, let's talk about, you know, some of the issues that are facing city council and the school district. And there was just a great article that came out in The Patch, which is a digital newspaper that exists, and they have versions of it throughout the country. There's one called the Poway Patch. They just produced an article about the deficits that school districts are facing. And they said Poway was largely the poster child for a school district that is facing budgetary challenges, that is experiencing deficit spending. And it's for a wide variety of reasons, you know, revenue, expenses, and we can do a deep dive on that. So let's learn more about what's going on with the inner workings of our school district, of our city, and of our community at large. But, you know, we don't want to make this necessarily about people. We want to really make it about ideas, and big ideas, transformational ideas. And we're going to hopefully interview some great people to come along, to come into the podcast studio and share with us. And we'll have that discussion. It'll be non-threatening. It won't be gotcha. It'll be more about learning and listening and having some back and forth, just like if you're having a cup of coffee with someone you haven't seen in a while. So that's the vibe I'm going for. So let me put this out there again. If you are a candidate for Poway City Council, if you are a candidate for Poway Mayor, if you're a candidate for Poway School Board, or a candidate for State Assembly, State Senate, Congress, I mean, heck, if you're running for dog catcher, come on down, join me in the fabulous podcast studio, and we'll spend some time. We'll learn about why you're running. We'll learn more about your background, you know, some of the life events that have shaped you, that have driven you to run in the first place. If you're a sitting council member or school board trustee, we'll learn about some of the things you've accomplished and where you want to go. So that invitation is on the table. What you do is visit my website, johnrileyproject.com. Find me on Twitter. My handle is John Riley Poway, or just send me an email to johnriley@cox.net, and let's open it up. Let's find out who'd like to join me. I've extended invitations actually to a lot of the politicians that are running. There's about four of them that we're having some back and forth trying to find a time to make it work. So, hey, reach out. Let's have a discussion. Let's learn. Let's share together. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Bye-bye. Doctor.